Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio. From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Benedict XVI is in Cameroon this afternoon on the first leg of his apostolic voyage to Africa to deliver the working document of the upcoming Special Assembly of the Synod of African Bishops and to mark the 500th anniversary of the preaching of the gospel on Angolan shores. Vatican Radio's Festus Tarawali is in the Cameroonian capital, Yaoundé, and reports on the anticipation of the Holy Father's arrival in the local press.
The dominant colors in the capital of Cameroon are the yellow and white of the Vatican flag and the green, red and yellow colors of the Cameroonian flag. Banners welcoming Pope Benedict and pictures of both the Holy Father and Cameroon's President Paul Biya can be spotted on light poles on either side of the streets of Yaoundé. The leading daily, Cameroon Tribune, is laying emphasis on the final preparations taking place at the main sites of the papal events. With the headline, Cameroon Welcomes the Holy Father, the bilingual paper also points out the large numbers of people that have been arriving in Yaoundé for the papal visit, including 400 pilgrims from neighboring Gabon, 30 official delegates from each of Cameroon's regions, and delegations of bishops' conferences from around Africa for the big event on Thursday at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. During Mass on that day, the Holy Father will present to the bishops of Africa the Instrumentum Laboris, a working document of the Second African Synod, which will be held in Rome in October this year. The Holy Father will symbolically open the Synod when he meets with the members of the Special Assembly for Africa of the Synod of Bishops at the Apostolic Nunciature in Yaoundé on Thursday evening. Another daily, Mutation, also places emphasis on the Pontifical Mass and how the faithful are waiting anxiously for that big event, having prepared themselves spiritually during a novena that ended on Monday evening across Cameroon. The English daily, The Post's main focus is on the security arrangements with the headline, Waiting for the Pope, Yaoundé on Red Security Alert. Authorities have put in place a combined squad of army, police and gendarmes to guarantee maximum security during the Pope's stay in Cameroon. And finally, Le Jour, a French-language daily, opens with a warm welcome to Pope Benedict and with a presentation of the entire program of the papal visit, the new traffic plan during the papal events, and the expectations on the part of the faithful. In Cameroon, I am Festus Tarawali.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.